This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. In this, the second in a three-part series on Rome's Basilica of San Clemente, we tour the 12th century level of this ancient church, exploring the magnificent mosaics and frescoes it contains. The Basilica's rector, Father Thomas McCarthy, is our guide as we delve deeper into its art and history. Father Tom, tell me where we are now in the Basilica.
Well, we're standing in the 12th century Basilica, just outside the Scola Cantorum, much of which, of course, dates from the previous church downstairs. This was a gift of the Church of Constantinople, as they called it then, to the Church of Rome in the mid-6th century. So we're standing here in the nave of the 12th century Basilica, looking at the extraordinary mosaic of the cross as the tree of life, and the branches, the other branches of the tree, taking in all manner of human beings, animals, plant life, all the world that was, if you like, saved and redeemed by Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Beneath that world-famous mosaic is a fresco right around the apse of the 12th century Basilica, a fresco showing the risen Lord with his mother and 11 disciples. Now, this is where major restoration work is going to begin, we're hoping, in the next few months. Lydia, we need to get that done. There is dehydration, there is humidity, I should say, downstairs, and as a result, frescoes like this are susceptible to damage over time, but we'll have to get that restored.
That must be such a constant thought, because once you have one thing restored, there must be something else that needs to be restored.
Very much so, and behind us is the chapel dedicated to St. Dominic, which obviously dates from only after the Dominicans became the proprietors here, and that recently was a two-month-long restoration project, magnificently done, actually, by Luca Pantone. And yes, there are aspects of the lower basilica and of the excavated areas in general, including lighting and clearly signalled pathways, all of that. So there's a constant to-be-done sense about San Clemente. It's not lying still. It's not an old historical place that is not going to change. It's still a living fabric and a basilica where the liturgy is celebrated each day. And in fact, when it comes to the Lenten station in San Clemente, we begin in the lower basilica. And this year it was Cardinal Walter Kasper who led us in prayer and preached here at that pulpit.
It's interesting you should mention, you know, moving on, because despite what you may think in its majestic beauty, and you think it's, you know, it's hundreds of years old, going back, and yet you talk about modernity. You talk about it actually is, it's not something that's lying still. It's not something, you're talking about lighting. You're talking about new things being put into it for this century.
That's right. The difference is as big as the difference between, let's say, the Roman Forum and a basilica like this. The Roman Forum is history. But there are no shops there. You can't buy anything now. It's just a historical evidence of the early Rome and its marketplaces. Whereas this is a basilica that still has the liturgy celebrated. People come here specifically to pray and to worship and gather together in the growth of their faith. So they're coming here not to look at the place as just a relic, but rather to move into it with their own questions. And that's one of the things that I've found. If I'm dressed in the habit, as I am now, walking around the basilica, people will come over to me and ask me questions in whatever language they think I know. And of course, people will also gain, during a pilgrimage or a short tourist visit to a basilica like this, people gain the courage to ask a question they mightn't have had the courage to ask their own priest at home about some religious fact or fiction or about some mystery of the church or its faith. They'll ask, they'll be willing to open up and share the questions they have. So that's part of the pastoral ministry of just being around here, Lydia.
Now, dare I ask, do you have a favourite part of this basilica?
I do. Let's walk in that direction.
I'm curious.
It's a wonderful painting of the Mother of Jesus done by the Italian Sasso Ferrato. He did a number of them, and they were very popular. He did a number of them that were almost identical. And one of them is actually in the National Gallery in London. But here, over the altar in the chapel of St. Cyril and Methodius in San Clemente, we have the Madonna of Sassoferrato. Today, what we're looking at is actually a photograph. The painting itself was removed last week for restoration. And it's a superb photograph.
It's a very good likeness, I have to say. You wouldn't know.
Placed in the frame that the painting is normally surrounds. It is, and this is a place where also you were talking about East and West church dialogue, because in the marble casket underneath the altar here lie the relics of St. Cyril. St. Cyril and Methodius were named by John Paul II as co-patrons of Europe in 1981. They were Greeks who preached the gospel in so much of southeastern Europe. And we'll see the evidence downstairs in the lower basilica, where there's a shrine in honour of St. Cyril and Methodius, of the devotion in which they are held by people from Bulgaria, Hungary, Macedonia, Bosnia, Croatia, Serbia, all of that area, where Cyril and Methodius did some preaching. They were 9th century Greek preachers of the gospel, but they brought back to Rome what they believed to be the relics of St. Clement, the third successor of St. Peter as Bishop of Rome at the end of the first century. And tragically, Cyril died quite young during that Roman visit. And the Pope said, Cyril will have to remain in Rome after what he's done for the church in Rome by bringing back the relics of St. Clement. So that's how St. Cyril ended up, not here, of course, but in the lower basilica, which was then a larger, wider basilica than this present one, actually, the lower one was.
Now, am I right in saying that this basilica is, if we were to think of a cake, it has three layers. This cake has three layers almost.
That's true. So far, shall we say, we have found three layers. All we know, of course, is that the lower level, the lowest of the three levels, those are buildings that date from late in the first century, shortly after Nero's fire. So if we were to dig further down, you would, of course, find ruins, partially preserved walls and floors that predate the fire. But we don't know in what condition they would have been, because this area was badly affected by that fire.
An archaeologist's dream, basically, to delve further into the history of the church.
Very much so. And including the history of painting and the kind of frescoed work that's done downstairs, as we see on the walls. Yeah, there is a great variety of things to attract, plus all sorts of manner of little items that were found in the course of the excavation. So let's go down the stairs into the lower basilica.
Lead the way. In the next edition, we continue our tour to the basilica's lower level. Join us then.